This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One common challenge for happiness these days is the feeling of being distracted and overwhelmed. And it's easy to assume that we feel this way because we're using the internet, emails, social media, and other newfangled attractions. Throughout history, new technologies have made people anxious. People feared that writing would destroy our memories, print books would confuse our minds, electric lights would ruin our eyes. Speeding trains would damage our brains. Novels would destroy our ability to separate fact from fiction. But while we believe that it's these new gizmos, the book, the locomotive, the automobile, the telephone, TV, email, or Twitter that makes us feel rattled or absent-minded, it's really ourselves. In college, I'd read Henry James's demanding masterpiece, Portrait of a Lady, for hours. And now I almost never do that kind of reading. But is this because of the internet? The world has changed, but I have also changed. Consider this passage. Look back in your memory and see how large a part has been taken up by useless grief, foolish gladness, greedy desire, or polite conversation. How little of yourself is left to you. This lament sounds very familiar to anyone who's complained about Facebook. Yet it was written by Seneca almost 2,000 years ago. When I feel distracted or overwhelmed, I remind myself that I can't blame the internet. If I want a life with more time for calm and reflection, I need to create it for myself. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.